Well, let's move on to another kind of walkout. Boston Public School students are staging a walkout today to protest what they say are unnecessary budget cuts and school closings. Students held a similar walkout earlier in the year, and that protest prompted Mayor Walsh to promise to spare district high schools from any budget cuts for the coming fiscal year. Well, now City Councilor Tito Jackson is calling on the city to provide $30 million in additional funding to the schools and says the city has the money to do it. We spoke with Councilor Jackson earlier this afternoon and started by asking him why he's supporting the student walkout.
I support the students in their walkout because they are walking out to stand up for public education.
Well, as you know, Mayor Marty Walsh has some concerns about the walkout today. He was on Boston Herald Radio this morning, taking issue particularly with the timing of the walkout, especially since high school sophomores are taking the MCAS math exam today, a graduation requirement. Here's a little tape of the mayor.
They're in schools to be educated. They're not in schools to be told to walk out and protest. And I think that, you know, certainly we there could have been arrangements made for the students to come to City Hall after class, after school today, to do that. And I think it's unfair and inappropriate.
Councilor Jackson, your response to that?
Adults could have actually prevented this walkout by fully funding the Boston Public Schools. Adults could have stepped forward and actually fixed this relative to doing right by young people and investing in them. So how we could fix this and how we could actually ensure that young people stay in schools would be for us to increase the budget to fully fund Boston Public Schools and public education in the city of Boston. They know the truth. And they know that their teachers are being cut, and they know that many of their schools are actually even changing their schedules because they don't actually have the dollars that are needed. This is the civil rights issue of our time, and they are doing the right thing as advocates to ensure that there's equity across the board.
Well, so let me ask you a little bit more about that, because I heard the numbers that you just presented. The school's budget is up $13 million from last year. I mean, but we're seeing that it's also, that makes a total budget of over $1 billion for
yes.
Boston Public Schools. And just, if I could, Councilor Jackson, we were also looking up, per pupil spending numbers from the state's Department of Education. And they had numbers for 2014 that said Boston at that time was spending more than $18,000 per student, which put it at in the top third of cities and towns in Massachusetts. Yeah. So, I mean, that's another set of numbers which raises the question, I mean, are you really saying there's a funding crisis here?
It is a funding crisis because the percent of special education students, a higher percentage of English language learners in the Boston public schools, as well as students who have trauma, we need to serve these students. This is where the lens of equity is absolutely critical because it is unfair to have increases in towns and in other parts of that top one-third that are well over 3%. While our Boston public schools are being increased by 1.35%. Our budget, as you noted, is about $18,000-some-odd per pupil. They spend $27,000 right across the bridge over in Cambridge per pupil. If a budget is a value statement, what does that say about our values if we're willing to only give 1.35% increase to the Boston public schools?
So this is a great question. And in fact, there's an aspect of it that the mayor also responded to this morning on Boston Herald Radio because, he knows and as listeners might know, you've proposed redirecting extra money left over from the city's snow removal budget and from parking meter fees and redirecting some of that to the schools. The city says that that money has already been earmarked for other needs that the city has. And here's how Mayor Walsh this morning described sort of why it's important and difficult to make these kinds of budgeting decisions.
When you think about what's happening, people make it sound like it's easy to shift money over. But for every decision we make, that's going to affect another part of life. And I think it's important for us as elected officials, we have to look at the budget holistically. We can't look at it in certain pieces.
And Councilor Jackson, as you know, the mayor says that, you know, if you move that money over for this year, you're going to introduce a bigger problem, which is a structural deficit. To link back to your question of values, you know, couldn't that have long-term impact on other values that the city has?
Well, the fund that we're talking about, Meghna, currently has $100 million in it. The city will draw down $8 million for some parking meters that they had, but there will be the one piece, Meghna, that I can guarantee you will happen next year is that there will definitely be as many parking tickets written next year as there will be this year. And those dollars in the parking meter fund that now is over $100 million, which to me is pretty bad public policy to have money swell to that magnitude and actually not use it. At this point in history, I think it is absolutely critical that the Boston Public Schools are fully funded at a time when there's folks who are competing against them directly. I think it's critical that our young people at Boston Community Leadership Academy still get to keep their leadership teacher because that person has actually been laid off. That parents who actually are their kids are catching up and closing the achievement gap at early learning centers across the city of Boston. We have to fight to maintain the high level that the Boston Public Schools is performing. Lastly, Boston Public Schools rank number 2 in large public school districts in the United States of America. You know what? If you don't invest in that, we're spending over $18,000 per pupil in our budget. Steve Tompkins, who's our county sheriff, actually spends $50,000 a year to lock folks up. It's pay now or pay later with interest.
Well, finally, Councillor Jackson, Mayor Walsh has said that he's hoping his administration could possibly pare down the budget gap to about $5 million and then rely on the state legislature to kick in the rest to bridge the gap. Do you have any optimism that that could happen?
The early indications for what's happening at the state legislature does not bode well for additional funding. We have the richest city of Boston in history in 2016. Never has there been this type of tax revenue, and the young people in the city of Boston deserve to be part of the uplift and the riches of the city of Boston and to have their public education system invested in and have it invested in fully.
Tito Jackson is a Boston City Councilor and chair of the council's education committee. Councilor Jackson, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.